ज्ञानमिदंडस्य ज्ञानञ्जनाचलाखया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नमः ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी नित्य नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पश्चाते शतारिणे वंशकल्पतरूभ्यश्चा कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां भावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। I am very honored, very grateful, and so happy to be with all of you today, International Yoga Day. Today is the 5th anniversary of the Govardhan School of Yoga. I begin by offering my very heartfelt love and gratitude to Anmol and Arti and Priya Chaitanya. They have tirelessly, in a spirit of such wisdom and compassion, established this Govardhan School of Yoga and have touched the hearts in a very deep and meaningful way of thousands of people. Yoga is a Sanskrit word which means to reconnect, to reunite, essentially to reawaken, to harmonize the body, the mind, with the heart, and with the true essence of who we are, our very living force, the soul, or Atma. To harmonize the Atma with the Paramatma, with the Supreme Source, the source of everything that exists. Some call God, some call Rama, Krishna, Allah, Jehovah. That Supreme Source has many names. When we are harmonized through love, through devotion, then we naturally can experience the natural harmony we have with all of nature, with the trees and the plants and the sun and the moon and the sky, and with all living beings of all species of life. When we recognize the sacredness of who we truly are, an eternal child of the all-beautiful, supremely loving and kind person, then we can recognize the inherent beauty of the spirit, the living force, wherever there's life. And then our greatest aspiration is to live in a spirit of compassion. This is the school of yoga. It's a journey within, or we can say a journey to our true life. The process of yoga, according to the yoga scriptures, takes us on this journey through various stages of consciousness or awareness, from anamaya to pranamaya to manomaya or jnanamaya to vijnanamaya and ultimately to anandamaya. From the awareness of our need for food, to the awareness of our need to sustain our lives with shelter and for those who we love, to the awareness of thinking, feeling, willing, learning. These are all the material stages of the development of consciousness. Vijnanamaya is the transcendental state where we understand that I'm not this body, but I am the eternal witness, the person, the soul that is within this body. And then we see the incredible value of this body, not just to satisfy the ever-changing mind, but to actually be in harmony with the loving nature of the true self, to express our love through everything we do, through everything we speak, through our very thoughts and prayers. This Vijnanamaya is Aham Brahmasmi, that I am eternally the soul, Brahman. And yoga can take us to a state even higher than that, Anandamaya, to understand beyond even liberation is prema, or love. The origin of love, the foundation of all forms of love, the love of the soul for God, which includes all of creation and all beings. The Vedanta Sutra or Brahma Sutra tells Anandamayo Bhyashat that the Absolute is by nature filled with love and pleasure, and every living being is seeking ananda or pleasure. The pleasures that come to the body and senses through eating, through sexual relationships, through comforts, through entertainment. There are innumerable ways we can give pleasure to our senses and to our minds through friendships, through a sense of profit, adoration, fame. But these things are always changing. Like a drop of water on the leaf of a lotus, everything of this world that's giving us pleasure, and even everything in this world that's giving us pain, it's temporary. It's coming and it's going. Sukha dukkha da. We're looking for deep, true pleasure. And that comes through love. The love between lovers, the love between friends, the love of a philanthropist, the love for one's pet. These are all types of love. These are forms of love that of the body and the mind and the heart. But it reaches its fullness and its permanence when the love of the soul is awakened, the love for the Supreme, where we love the soul within others because we recognize them. This is Ananda Maya. Everyone is looking for happiness. But unfortunately, as we see in this world today, people are trying to find happiness through these misconceptions of all the various divisions of the body. I'm man, I'm woman, I'm black, I'm white, I'm red, I'm yellow. I'm from the East or from the West, one nationality, another nationality. I'm from this family or this social status. But as soon as I think of I in that way, then you are something very different, something disconnected. Universal brotherhood, universal sisterhood begins with understanding what my true potential is. It's the very essence of the purpose of all religions, of all spiritual paths, and it's the real subject of yoga. To understand unity in diversity, to understand the true nature of compassion, it's the greatest need in the world. Otherwise, people are exploiting each other, exploiting nature due to arrogance. People have an obsessive need to prove to themselves and others that I am superior to you, or we are superior to someone else. But yoga takes us on a journey where we go way above these superficial ways of trying to be happy in this world. We go right to the heart of true happiness. Selfless love. Now, in these various states of consciousness on the journey of life, the yoga process helps us so that our body becomes healthy, our mind becomes content, peaceful, and even if the mind is in a very competitive, stressful condition, the mind remains very stable, very peaceful. The example is given in Bhagavad Gita, apuryamanam achalapratishtam, that just when there's a large body of water like an ocean, then little things that come like a rainstorm do not really affect its fullness. But a little puddle, if there's a drought, it dries up completely, and if there's a rainstorm, it's very turbulent. So the more our happiness is within, it's full, we can compete. We can deal with all the dualities and the stresses that are inevitable in this world from a deeper place, from a higher place, from a place of inner satisfaction, inner peace, where there is a divine loving purpose. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatmana Sochati Nakankshati Sama Sarveshu Bhuteshu Mat Bhaktim Labhate Param. The Gita tells that real peace is when we reach this state of Brahmabhuta, when we understand that I am spiritual, I am the loving part of the Supreme. In that state, nasochati nakankshati, we're no longer disturbed or distracted by the dualities of life. Pleasure, pain, honor, dishonor, happiness, distress, health, disease, birth, death, And we try to solve the problems that are there within this world, but we're doing it from a place of love and compassion and peace. In such a state, sort of, we see everyone in such a way that we're really trying to be their friend, their well-wisher. Then we want to serve. Our greatest treasure in life is the opportunity to serve. And there are many ways of serving, various levels, to serve the body, to serve the mind of others through encouragement, through kindness, through various acts of charity. But to uplift the soul, uplift the consciousness of others, is the deepest form of compassion. Anmol and Arti, such wonderful yoga teachers, they are truly putting their heart and soul and very life into uplifting people, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And according to what a person desires from them, they're willing to give their heart and soul to give that. That is so rare. And I feel so fortunate to know Anmol and Arti. And of course, Priya Chaitanya is now part of the team, and he's just doing such wonderful seva. And this is the gift of Govardhan School of Yoga, to give the world a very holistic, non-judgmental, non-sectarian, universal understanding of the very essence and purpose of yoga. And it's set in the Govardhan Eco Village, wherein there is many projects for environmental harmony, and there are many projects for living with respect and compassion to the animals, to the birds, to the other species, and various sciences and technologies of these harmonious natural ways of living are being shared with many of the local villages, with people of the city of Mumbai, with people of the state of Maharashtra. People are now coming from all over India and even all over the world. There's Ayurveda school and Ayurveda hospital there, and there's ashram, and Govardhan School of Yoga is so much the heart of Govardhan Eco Village. And I want to thank everyone who is helping to make Govardhan School of Yoga such a truly wonderful and such a truly generous and compassionate project. And I'd like to thank all of you for opening your minds and your hearts to take interest. I thank you. And at this time, with all my heart, I sincerely pray for your health, for your safety, and for divine blessings to shower upon you and all of your families. Thank you so very much.